Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. Merry Christmas to you this morning. What a joy, what a blessing to have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to take an earthly form and be born in our midst. I want to share with you a few important Christmas story details that you might not be aware of. The description of few things that is there. So for the next 3 days, I'm going to share you some secrets, some revelations, or rather some historical facts that you will be blessed. Right? The scripture says for today is that Jesus in Luke chapter 2 verse 7, and she gave birth, Mother Mary, gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And that's interesting. You know, Jesus was born in a rock cave, this is what I would like to tell you, and not a wooden stable. Because a lot of time we think that that is what happened to Jesus, because we have seen a manger, wooden manger, all our lives. And we think that Jesus was born in a wooden manger, but that's not the story. Since ancient times and during the time of Christ, wood was extremely sparse and typically available only to rich noblemen and kings. Therefore, buildings were made almost entirely of dolomitic limestone, which is extremely dense and weather resistant. Today, we refer to this type of stone as Jerusalem stone. And since 1918, municipal laws in Jerusalem require that all buildings in Jerusalem be faced with Jerusalem stone, and hence if you visit Jerusalem, all buildings take on the same outward appearance, including individual homes. Even though the scriptures do not specifically say that Jesus was born in the stable, we are told that he was placed in a manger which is inside the stable. Since we know that there was no room for them at the inn and they stayed in the stable, we can safely assume that is the location where Jesus was born as well, right? As Luke 2:7 reference. The function of a stable then is the same as a stable today. It is a place where animals are kept. Stables back then were not man-made, but natural caves on the surface of the ground, which you can see today in Israel. Since they mostly held shepherd sheep at night, they were referred to as sheepfold caves. This is the type of cave that Mary and Joseph were staying in along with shepherds and their sheep the night that Jesus was born. We are told that when Jesus was born, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Swaddling clothes are narrow bands of clean fabric that happened to be present in the cave, and Mary used them to wrap up the newly born Jesus and then laid him into a feeding trough, which is a carved out stone basin used to provide food and water for the animals, most likely sheep in this case. I doubt if Mary herself understood the significance of what she had just done. So, for your clarification, it was not a wooden manger, it was not a wooden stable, it was the sheepfold caves, which was a stone cave where Jesus laid there inside the stable. Amen. So, having this knowledge, let's thank the Lord, praise the Lord for his humble beginning in this earth, how he divested his glory, came down and blessed us with salvation. So thank God for Christmas, and we thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for salvation. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you are a missionary God. You loved us so dearly. Because your scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to be born in Bethlehem, in a manger, inside the stable. And we are so grateful, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming into this world. And you came so that Christmas had a purpose of the cross. And Lord God Almighty, we thank you that you intentionally and deliberately became obedient to the call of God the Father, divested your glory and came into this world, took on human flesh and related yourself unto us. Father, we thank you. We love you, Jesus, and we praise you. Today, as we worldwide celebrate Christmas, I pray that the meaning of Christmas will resound greatly into our hearts and our minds, that Jesus came, Jesus born, was born to die for us on the cross. And we thank you. Today, Lord, bless your people. Lord, as they celebrate you, bless the ones who may be sick in our midst. They'll be healed today because Jesus came to heal the sick. Oh, Lord, and we want to say thank you. Healing is our birthright because of Jesus, because we believe in Jesus. And I pray that today will be a great day, a day of celebration where Jesus will be magnified in all our festivities. We give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And once again, a blessed Merry Christmas to you all. And bye for now.